Ricard. Tuesday, March 12th, Stevensville Airport Board. Call it to order. Roll call. Let's see. Mr. McCann.
Here.
Dustin Wood.
Here.
Don Whitehair.
Here.
Wayne's absent and Don's absent. Tyler's here. And Dan Denton is here.
Here.
Here. Here, here. Everybody read the minutes. Motion to approve the minutes from the February 12th meeting.
Wasn't a bunch of the minutes.
No.
No, it was only 7 minutes.
I'll move to approve.
Move to approve. Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Anybody got any correspondence?
Except what I sent you. That's all.
Okay. You sent me that. Those guys are gone. Okay. Financial reports. Any comments on the financials? Nobody could get them. We'll have to find out. We'll have to find out how to get these things, right? Well, the ones that I looked at, I didn't see any changes. So. The engineer's report, Tyler.
First of all, I sent it last minute, but did you get the email I sent you, Craig?
No, no.
I copied you on it. It was an email to the mayor, but I copied you and Paul on it too. I talked to Paul at the aviation conference about the water system stuff, and I told him that we were working on a memo. We finally got it done that basically lays out our understanding of the system as it is now and showing where the different wells are, where the drain fields are, and then just a couple different avenues that the airport could look at if they wanted to improving it in any way, and also preparing it for future connections, you know, down the line.
Okay.
So it's just a, you know, informational memo. It just in case the board or the town, you know, wants to look at some different options there. So
you sent it today?
Yeah, I sent it today. So I'm like, shoot, we got the board meeting today, and I updated the. There's an exhibit that's attached to it that has a map of the overall airport, and it shows where the different wells are. Dusty, I know there's one well that's south of your hangar, I believe.
Brad's.
That's Brad's, okay. And it looks like it's connected to several hangars.
No.
Just what?
Just Brad's.
Just Brad's, okay.
There are no, other than the one well that's by the T hangars, the rest are just, they're just private.
Private. So it
I don't
really
think there's any others, but Mark's and Brad's, I'm pretty sure.
What about the new hangar guy?
Nardi's.
Nardi put one in.
He put one
in. Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
It's in the building buildings, you can't
Nardi.
See the bucket.
Yeah.
And I added that, and I just guessed where it was.
Yeah.
And I just said graphic.
It's right along the west side of this building.
It's about two-thirds toward the west end.
On the west side. And where, so the drain
south falls? And west.
Okay.
I don't know where the drain
it's on the
back, I guess.
North side, I believe.
On the north side. Okay, so I had it been mixed, but anyway, just to throw them on there, and I can move them around. But anyway, hopefully it helps, and if not, then at least it's something that I don't know to work to have something to work with.
Yeah, if it's hi, Barry. If you'd send it to me again, I didn't get it.
Oh yeah.
Skyber.com, or did you send it to Gmail?
Oh, I think I sent it to your...
The town one.
Town
web. Oh, the town one. Okay, I didn't look in that one. I did not look in that.
Yeah. I'll send that to you after I get done. We're still waiting on the supplemental discretionary. They had a question and answer session during the aviation conference, and that was one question that came up is, what's the latest on the supplemental discretionary? And I think between the, feel like I'm a broken record at this point, between the government shutdown and the FAA in general, They're like, we're still waiting on it. So.
No news?
No news on that.
Okay, now Paul had something that he talked about Saturday that he heard in the first round Montana received zero. Did you know that?
Or? Yes. Yeah, nobody. So this is the second round. The first round, nobody received it, Montana. I think it went to some larger, you know.
Metropolitan area?
Yes.
Okay.
But the second round is somewhere around, I think it's $800 billion is the second round. Overall, it's a trillion. And
so there's no change?
No change. Sorry.
No information from
a billion, so it's $800 million. I was off, but yeah. So it's a lot of money, basically, but it's going to a lot of airports. So there has, you know, I have spoken to the FAA, and I talked to three different people with the FAA, the local FAA, and all of them have basically hinted that Stevensville's up there for priority. And they prioritize the airports in the state based on the projects, the different grant applications that have been submitted. And they prioritize them, and then they take that, they send it to headquarters, headquarters sends it to DC, and it's out of everybody's hands. And so hopefully DC just looks at it and says, okay, these guys know these airports, so we're going to just award, you know, 1, 2, 3, 4, whatever, the priority, go with the priority list. But anything could happen. I think Hamilton's number one priority because their environmental assessment finally went through. And so they need to get some projects going bad.
It's a gravel strip.
It's a gravel strip. It's too short. It's too close to the parallel taxiway. And it was all just being held up because of the land acquisition they needed to go through that was being shut down by the ICARE. So, but they said you're probably the top 4 or 5 in the state, which is, I mean, there's a lot of projects out there. So. We're still proceeding as if all projects are going to be awarded, but we've got it phased in a way that we can easily pull out. You know,
right.
The first one to go would be the electrical on the parallel taxiway. That's and maybe we pull out the reconstructing the south apron and just, I mean, the highest priority of the board is the midfield, highest priority for reconstruction pavement condition is the north apron and the parallel taxiway. So anyway, we'll just have to wait and see. And worst case, if something doesn't get funded besides the electrical, then we can look at, we can still put in for a, you know, 90-10 grant. So it would just require a 10% match, whereas the supplemental was 100%.
And if any money comes in, it pays for the planning?
No. The planning's part of the design grant, which is the 90-10. So that's what the FAA, you know, way back we were talking to Diane, she's like, I'm pretty confident that Stevensville's gonna receive a grant for this supplemental. And but the catch is they have to be shovel-ready projects. And so that's why we were gonna reconstruct the north apron / parallel taxiway anyway, and we also wanted to do the midfield. We threw a couple more projects in there kind of to continue down the list of the CIP, and I think there's still a good chance that all those projects could be funded by the supplemental. But no matter what, they have to be designed first, and that's why we're designing all of those now. Worst case, something doesn't get constructed this year, we just push it off till next year, and, you know, we can pick up where we left off this year. So,
okay.
But boy, it'd be pretty nice to have everything.
It would be really slick.
Everything done on
yeah.
just
We'd
one
done,
contract.
Done for 15 years.
Yeah, and then you look at runway extension, parallel taxiway extension, you know, of course the Jet A stuff, and start looking, not looking at deteriorating pavement, but focusing more on people wanting to come in and build hangars and looking for a longer runway and all of that stuff. So, and on the, I guess the other side too is all the stuff that we're doing with design was already, at least the midfield and the electrical were included in our environmental assessment. It was part of the runway reconstruction, so we didn't have to do any environmental for that. That was already approved. So it was just throwing it in there, basically. So it was, it's frustrating that, I mean, because originally they said it would be November or December at the latest when we hear about it, but now it's, you know,
almost we knew that wasn't going to happen.
Yeah. Right.
Okay, Paul raised one thing Saturday, and he was saying that there's like 750 airports in the state, and there's 346 that are actually FAA approved or something along those lines. Do you know those numbers at all? Paul's not here to ask, so I can ask you.
I don't think it's that much. I want to say it's, you've got, you know, backcountry airstrips, stuff like that, but they're not NPIS.
Right, right.
So I want to say the NPIS airports is like 50 or 60 in the state. And I'm not sure about the non-NPIS, but it would basically be that, if you guys have ever seen that Montana Aeronautics airport reference book that they come out with every year, that should have all the airports on it, including the grass strip in Illinois. So.
But I mean, we are totally approved, and there's about half of them that are not.
Correct. Yeah. So you're NPIS, which means you're eligible for FAA funding, and others that aren't NPIS, like St. Ignatius, that we work on, they're not NPIS because they don't have enough funds and enough. They're different. You know, they can't acquire enough land to have enough offset from the runway and length and all that stuff. Doesn't mean you can't land there, it just means that they're not eligible for FAA grants, but they're eligible for Montana Aeronautics grants, and so that's what they're always looking for.
Working for.
Yeah. Before you walked in, I was telling these guys, I just sent that memo about the water system.
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Sorry, it was kind of last minute, but I'll send it to you again if you didn't get it. Okay. Do with it what you want, just whether it's a starting point or if you want, if you have any questions or, you know, we've looked at a couple different areas that we could potentially site a community well that would, you know, meet all the offsets of DEQ and everything. But, yeah, let us know if we can help. And I can always bring Aaron, water wastewater engineer, in, because I can only answer so many questions, but he knows all the answers, so.
Okay. Any other questions for Tyler? Airport business, airport budget and current situation. Any questions, comments, concerns? The funds investment. Future projects, I think Tyler's pretty well covered that. In the planning process. New business discussion regarding reduction in insurance rate is station number 2. It's at the airport. And I was up and Mr. Perrin was in, Bill, and we were chatting back and forth. He said that since it was we had a station there that might reduce the insurance rate. So I called my insurance company, you know, I asked them, and they said, well, they didn't know anything about it. I don't know how we proceed, or do we proceed, and I guess that's a question for you, Brandon. You would probably know more about that than any of us.
So, ISO, which is an organization that comes through and rates fire departments every so often, they used to come through and evaluate fire departments every 10 years, and then they knocked it down every 5 years. Now we're expecting them between 3 and 5 years. Our last evaluation, I think, was 2 years ago. So we're due for another evaluation on our fire department. And what that does is they come in and they they rate, you know, your 911 system and your response capabilities and your water flows and all these different things that come up with some arbitrary number that then they assign to your community, and that's what insurance companies will use to set your rates.
Okay.
I don't know as though that fire station will tip us. Right now we're classified, I believe, as a 4. It's either a 4 or a 5. I don't know if that's enough. That fire station being there and that apparatus isn't going to be enough to drop us down to any other grade. You know, 1's the best you can get. And I don't think that that's enough based on the fire flow that we have up there to drop you down. So it's going to be really, if anyone's interested in lowering their insurance premiums and based on the proximity of their hangar to the fire station, it's going to be a situation where they're going to have to consult with their individual agencies, their insurance agencies, and talk to those people who they're renting insurance or taking insurance from and say, hey, this is where I'm at, you know, the fire station's that so many feet that way. Before they, you know, so it's going to be an agency by agency basis versus us re-going through another ISO review.
My agent said that the county must reclassify it before they'll do anything.
Yeah, that's
so once it's
reclassified. It's entire, and there are some insurance agencies. It's either State Farm or Farmers, I think. They don't even use ISO. They don't care what ISO says. They have their own way of determining whether a fire department is capable of providing service to you. So there's some out there who won't even use ISO, and then there's some who hold ISO firm, and some who will say, well, you know, what we'll throw you a bone. But you know, the guy across the street here is paying the same exact insurance I'm paying on my place, and just because he lives across the street from the fire station, he's not getting a better deal. It's based on a regional rate. Of the fire service. So it's really going to be an issue, you know, a thing where you folks
have
to call your insurer and say, hey, this is where I'm at, you know. But having those apparatus, you know, like I said, it's probably not enough to drop us an entire classification from a 4 to a 3 or a 5 to a 4, but it contributes towards that. So the more, you know, as we improve our water system and those other things, that all adds up, and then we can drop the classification. And then you will see reductions in your insurance.
Okay. I think we're a 7 right now.
On the airport?
No, at my home.
At home? Yeah. Are you in the 3 Mile Fire District?
No.
You're Stevensville Rural?
Yes.
You should be at least a 6.
Okay.
You should talk to your insurer. Because they were 2 years ago, and I think they bumped up to a 5.
Okay.
Unless you're outside of 5 road miles. That could be an issue.
Outside
of
health.
If you're 5 road miles away from a fire station, that could be an issue for you.
That's real borderline out there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, that would be.
But that's where the station at the airport bumps that 5 road miles out, further up.
Would that do that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, now that you're 5, if you weren't 5 road miles before, then that could you very well could have had a higher insurance rate. And now if you're within 5 road miles and that station just hasn't been mapped on GIS yet, then as soon as you're within that 5 road mile range, then your insurance will drop significantly.
Okay, cool.
Because there's some communities out there, if you're outside of 5 road miles, you're a 10.
Yeah.
They basically call that unprotected.
Yeah, but yeah.
You're not 2.5 miles from my house. No. Yours is 2.5? Yeah, so I'm 2.5 from town.
Oh.
You're like another mile, if that.
Would you go near him off? Okay, so we'll look. I'll map it out. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
So we're just interested in seeing how it all worked in the whole system.
I expect, now that the station's established and that sort of thing, when the county GIS group comes back through and remarks things, they'll mark that as a station. That's the other issue, is GIS hasn't mapped that as a station on the main map
yet.
Countywide map, so you'll see that pop up.
Okay. And that sometime this year, July, something, anything, yeah, summer? Long?
And on the 911 thing, we were supposed to get numbers on our hangars. Yeah, I know.
I don't know. I know they reassigned you all addresses, but then nothing was followed up as far as how to mark the hangars. And so I know we have a listing of whose hangar is what number, based on the new system GIS and the county planning office assigned you.
So do we have those numbers?
Mm-hmm.
We're supposed to put them on our hangar still, or?
I don't know. Oh. I think probably so. I know that the people who assign addresses at the county assign the addresses based on some agreement that we all said this will all work. And then it went to the fire department, and the fire chief didn't really agree with it. So he was going to kind of see if he wanted to reformat it or just leave it alone. I think that might have been where it was left. And that was back under the Bruce administration.
I say we leave it alone. Well, if you change your address,
somebody the other day was in here and was trying to find an old address off of Flying Lane, and we didn't have a record of it because we had changed in our system. We had changed it to the new system, and so we said that we're almost positive that here's what the new address would be. We didn't run a crossover.
So. Well, the only address that was ever on that road was 3911, other than Delbert.
Oh, I got one. Bob's got one.
Flying. Well, yeah, you didn't get one, but I mean, do they know where your hangar is? No. That's why we're supposed to get these other numbers, so that the county, whether it's fire, ambulance, or whatever, they know exactly where your hangar is. I mean, if you got a mailbox out there at the end of the road, they're still not going to know where your hangar is.
They'll just know it's somewhere.
It's somewhere. Turn in here.
Look for a smoke.
Yeah, look for a smoke or a dead guy.
So, at the very least, I'll bring it to the fire chief's attention that things aren't being marked out there, so how do we want to coordinate that? Look at that, you guys.
Okay, so you get back to us next meeting or
something?
Thanks.
Thanks.
Discussion regarding termination of lease contracts for non-payment of airport fees. We only got one left, Chris Jackson.
So that's the only one left, so we're going to proceed with the process we undertake to terminate his lease because I'm going to pay.
Yeah.
And you'll deal with that?
Yeah. We still have a number of user fees that are outstanding.
Yeah, there's a couple there, and there's a tie-down fee, and Denise went through the whole thing with me, but she had to leave, and when I add it up, I get a different number, so I'll have to get back with her on that. But she's been having pretty good success. After she got the emails, she had quite an influx of
funds. She said she got some back. So we'll focus primarily right now on this last lease that's outstanding, and then from there we can
work on the rest of
the users. But the lease, they'll probably have a letter go out this week that says you've got 10 days or we're done.
Might send that certified return receipt, all that fancy stuff. Discussion, decision regarding any other comment? You didn't? Okay. Pardon me?
Yeah.
The nightlight on the hangar.
Oh, the nightlight on the hangar?
That's already going.
Oh, okay.
Get that done before summer and I have to open my curtains.
Okay. Well, let's see. What can we do on that, Brandon? We talked about that a little. I talked about that a little bit with Brandon about that. And we put a shade on it or some such thing. Is that acceptable?
Well, if the light eventually dies, we'll replace the light.
It will.
Well, you guys went up there to fix the light and flip the switch, right?
Yeah, we thought it was a bulb. No, yeah. Unbeknownst to us, we didn't think to check the breaker, and thought it was a bulb, and once we got back down, realized the bulb looked fine, and we realized the breaker was off.
Huh. Look, might be such that if we put up a shade or some kind of thing, but we kind of discussed
it. Yeah, it lights up my whole yard, the shop, everything. Yeah.
Somebody said you were scared of the dark, Dan.
Okay. Regarding the ALP non-aeronautical use areas, and the reason I was asking about that, since we're in this planning thing, and if the rest of the airport actually has our five-year plan, this money comes through and we actually do that, we need to figure out something to do with the end of the airport out there, whether or not we made a gravel pit or a rental area or some kind of things out there. And I just wanted to bring it up to the board so everybody could think about it. We could have some suggestions on what to do. The county pit across the way has 5 or 6 years left, and then it's going to be gone. Thank you.
I got another meeting. Thanks. We'll see you guys.
And so if everybody would think about that.
What was that?
Well, at the end of the runway, we have an opportunity to have a gravel pit the same size as the county pit that's across the way.
If we cut in there, are we hindering ourselves for an extension?
For an entrance?
No, extension.
Not for extension? I think there's enough room there that you could have the same size as what the current gravel pit is on the other side. If you, yeah. See, this gravel pit's there. If you come across there, you'd still have 300 feet off of the end of the runway for angle of repose. And you could sell all of that gravel, which would be about the same size as what that county pit, and it's been there for, I know, since 1978.
Is the gravel there, or do we have to import it?
No, it's there.
It's there?
Yes.
So it's for a saleable item?
It is.
Okay.
Yeah. But that's something to look at. And then what happens, as soon as you do that, if the first thing you do is remove the topsoil down here, we have a couple areas, acres down there that you could lease out as a non-aeronautical use rented site. Somebody could build a building there, and then you'd have rent incoming from there. It's totally separate from the airport. Logistically, nobody can get up there. The entrance is from here and from here. So they wouldn't be driving around on any of the airport, near any of the hangars. It's just something I've been thinking about.
The fence would move.
Say again?
The fence would move is all.
Yes, the fence would have to move. Yes.
You have to bounce it off the FAA.
Right, totally.
Just because that might be in the future RPZ for one and two, but it's such a drop down. That normally they don't like any structures in the RPZ.
Oh.
The RPZ is just a flat plane. It's just more of a 2D plane that extends out like this. But so we just have to bounce it off the FAA and make sure they're on board. But
I didn't want to proceed with anything unless I talked to folks. That's just something to think about. So I guess we don't need to make a decision. I just want to discuss it.
Well, you could even.
Pardon?
Park RVs, if nothing else. I want to be a resident, storage lot.
Yeah.
You already got a fence. You just finished the fence.
So they wouldn't be fixed objects. They'd be movable objects.
Classified
a little bit different.
Mm-hmm. $70-$80 a month for one of the things to sit there.
So the county's still pulling gravel out, or are they?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. But I went down and talked to them last year, the year before, and I said, looks like your pit's coming to the end of its life. And he said, yeah, I got a few years left, 5, 6, something like that. That was a couple of years ago. So this is the same piece of gravel, so everything that they're doing there, they could do right here on the end. And we did use a little gravel right there, and then that would be some income for us.
Yeah.
And then if you set up the specifications so that the first thing they did is they made it level along that ditch, then you can park RVs or whatever you got there. Just an option for possible income.
Yeah.
And Paul, when I talked to him on Saturday, he said he didn't want anything but airplane stuff. So that's his part. But I wanted to mention it to everybody what I was thinking about.
Craig, one time, the airport leased out property for growing stuff on it. In other words,
hay.
Yeah. Is that still feasible, or is that not in?
It's all weeds.
So
somebody wants it.
Weeds and rocks. It's dry land, so in a wet year you might get something, but for the most part, not much is going to happen.
Okay.
I suppose the biggest thing that would happen is if we had Jet A, that would turn the corner on several things if we do that. And that would be one thing that would be in this funding, but I think we have enough funds to put the piping in and all of that which we talked about, mm-hmm. if we plan that in. So if we would have Jet A here to be separate from Avgas there, so you don't want to carpet folks mixed in with my attempting to fuel my airplane.
Yeah, I think you know, you kind of have more of the commercial side here and more of the...
Right.
I think it works pretty well because it splits the jets from the other ones.
Any other comments? Or keep it in mind. What? How what?
Choppers.
Choppers? Yeah, absolutely. More of them. Yeah. More the better. They're good, actually.
Yeah.
They pay big bucks. They suck up lots of fuel, too.
Fuel, too. Yeah.
Careful now.
Nothing.
Then they didn't do mouse very good.
Okay, airport manager's report. Looks like you're on, Ben.
Everything's good. Got lots of snow.
Isn't it got lots of snow. It's not on the runway, right?
Well, there's still a little wet.
But for the most part. Yeah. Plow's working okay. Mm-hmm. Plow's working good.
About how much snow did you have on the runway?
A little coffee.
Oh, yeah, there's probably a good 2 feet out there.
Okay.
In the flats.
And it's burned up to about 3 or 4 feet.
Oh, yeah.
So is there a NOTAM that no night traffic because it can't see the runway lights?
You can't now.
Are they poking out now? I was wondering if anybody ever had, if we put a NOTAM out there that we couldn't.
What they might think about is a burn at the end of the, it's not a flat runoff now because some of that burned up there could get rid of it.
Even if you didn't burn it up, there'd be enough snow, you'd still have bump out there. Okay, so who attended the conference? You and Dan went?
I did the IA for Friday. Paul went.
You stayed here and plowed. Okay. I'm sorry, I was gone, so thank you. I'm going to have to do something, give him the raspberries or something. No public comments.
I actually had one more thing that I forgot to bring it up during the engineer's report. And more of just kind of, so this is our draft plan set that we're working on, and I just wanted to show everybody the new tie-down layouts. So this is what's there. This is what's there now.
Okay.
And this, with the new, FAA, of course, has new criteria for laying stuff out, so we had to adjust these a little bit, and then, of course, we nixed all these, so we're not going to have anything here, so then Jet A can be there. So you're going to lose. So one thing we had to do, and you kind of see it here, is in order for us to fit these, we had to add a little bit more pavement to the apron. Not much. We're talking like maybe 10 feet. No big deal. But we were able to basically save all of these, and we're just going to be losing 4 tie downs here. And then the north apron or the south apron, we were able to fit everything in there. So just wanted to make sure that looks okay to everybody. This is, let's see, where's the before and after here? Before. The yellow on yellow. So this one pretty much didn't change. This is like the same. We were able to fit all of that in. But it was really these we had to sort of shift up because of the new taxiway designation that we've got now. So just wanted to throw that out to the board in case you guys wanted to explore other configurations. It kind of is what it is. So for this one, you know, really, out of all of it, we're going to lose 4 tie downs. So I just wanted to double check with everybody, make sure that it's
definitely not an issue now.
Certainly.
Right.
Yeah. It might be as soon as you get Jet A. Of course, those airplanes aren't going to be outside.
But then you look at that that, you know, apron,
right,
extension,
yeah,
expansion.
What is our tie down utilization rate?
For playing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 right now.
So we have more than enough.
Yes.
In the present.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. I've never seen it full personally.
No.
Okay.
Okay.
Great. Perfect. Yeah. Yeah. Great.
So there were no surprises.
Nope. Yeah. Great.
And then we're moving forward with the what's called the construction safety and phasing plan, and this is like the overall layout, and it's a little tough because, well, it's not tough, but we're just assuming that everything is going to go. So just breaking these out into phases in a way that minimizes disruption to users. And I know the big, something happened with these hangers. They got shifted, but Mark's hanger here, that's obviously, you know, I talked to him before, I'm going to talk to him again, and probably, I think we were talking, put together a tenant meeting just to get everybody in the loop, like, hey, this is happening. But I guess you want to bring it up during your Saturday meetings, or if you can think of anybody that might be affected by the phasing, you know, we can try to kind of work around them. And this isn't necessarily set in stone, where when we get closer to construction, we might be able to shift some phases around if we need to, just because the runway is going to be open the whole time, except for when we're working in the safety area connecting the midfield to the runway. So luckily it's not like 2016 where it was just...
Right, yeah.
Well, you could always just park in there, one or the other. You always have one of them open,
yes,
right?
Yes, right. And that's one thing that Mark mentioned. He's like, well, I can always just taxi, you know, tie down my aircraft over here.
Be okay.
But just
getting in and out of the hangar.
Yeah.
So there'd be a period when these guys would be stuck.
Same with these hombres over there.
Yeah, right, yes, yeah.
Well, that's how it is.
Well, I mean,
yeah, these guys here, then everybody else here would be able to.
Got
to
do what you got to do.
Got to do what you got to do. But but you know, it's we want to do what makes sense. And
well, all those guys can just, like I say, if they think they're going to fly, they're just going to have to park on the ramp for a month or whatever it's going to take.
Right.
3 weeks.
And then if you had this scheduled out ahead of time, you know, so we could let them all know, 3 weeks ahead of time, okay, this is what's going to happen, so get planning on it.
So you start setting up flyers.
Yeah, you want to show up and there's an asphalt truck parked there, you know.
Yeah.
With all the projected work that we've got, are we going to have to do any more environmental analysis?
Not for any of this.
Okay.
The green, which is reconstructing the parallel taxiway, the yellow, the south apron, and then the orange, the north apron, all those are on existing pavements already. So I just put together a letter and sent it to Diane, and she approved it. It was really easy. I did that about, almost a year ago. The midfield was included. The midfield and the electrical were included with the environmental assessment that was approved in 2016. So. Which is really, really nice, because going through environmental is always a process.
Well, isn't that the one that was killing Hamilton for the longest time?
Yes. And that was, I mean, that when you, and they're, that's because of the land, they need land acquisition, and that's when you really have to do a full-blown environmental assessment.
Are the Indians satisfied now?
Yeah, wasn't there, they didn't receive the signs?
Yeah, we put the sign bases up, they look great, they're happy, it's, apparently everybody was assumed that I was kind of managing everything all the way to like making the actual panels and coordinating with the graphic designer and the manufacturer of the panels. And at this point, I'm like, okay, I just want this to be done so I've been trying to coordinate that. And because the bases are up, the bases have been installed at St. Mary's. Everybody's happy. They look good. That was the end of our scope, but I'm just helping facilitate it because it's a little bit A little bit of a disconnect with the...
Yeah, thank you.
But no big deal. So yes, I believe they're happy. Good. Although I need to get back with them because, yeah, it's just been a process.
Got a rock out of that pile, it wouldn't have been an issue.
I think my grandpa put the rocks there.
Careful now, we're on the charger again.
Just got to jump to the hoop, yeah. So,
hey, you know, I did that 23andMe and I'm 3% Native American. That was a surprise. Okay, anything else? Thank you, Tyler. That's really great. You know, could we get an extra one of those that we could take for our Saturday meeting?
Yeah.
Maybe you could kind of hang that in your hanger now?
I mean, okay. You guys...
Can you just take this one and hang it?
Oh, yeah, sure. Yeah, you could take that.
And the ones for the tie-downs, too.
Yeah, these...
I mean, you could take them all, just... But as you... I mean... We're still working on this, so there might be some errors. You know, it still has to go through QA. The grading is not, the finished contours are shown, but it just has to be annotated for the grading. But
you know, if we could just get that Jet A in there while Hamilton was down, that would really be a plus for the valley. Come and visit us.
When do they think they're going to be doing Hamilton?
I don't know. I would imagine it's a couple of years out.
Oh, okay.
I would think.
They're out of order. Sorry. Yeah, you can have these. They're a little out of order.
Yeah, that's fine. We won't know they're out of order.
They're all labeled, so.
You would know they're out of order. The rest of us won't know that they're out of order.
Doesn't have the stamp on it yet, so. We're close.
Any other comments? Motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Yay.